This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being with us in class today. Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. through 11 a.m. Central Time. Broadcasting, for now, from Missouri. The corrupt state of Missouri. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Rich Sheban's with us. Welcome, Rich Sheban.
Thank you, Vincent. I know I always say, how are you? And then you always say...
I knew you weren't going to do it.
I'm just going to take the microphone for a couple seconds here and say... comment on, because I'm sure it raised a couple of question marks to the listeners when you said we are broadcasting every day for now. And we've discussed this. We've discussed this especially privately, and I don't think it's a bad thing to discuss, Vince, but I think we're in a crossroad in America where if Trump gets elected and does the things he is supposed to do, and, you know, declassify everything for the people from the Epstein names for pedophilia to Uranium One, the Clinton Foundation, to the IG report and everything to do with the FISA warrant fiasco documents, all the documents related to Barack Obama, the billions of dollars of cash given to Iran, geoengineering and all the weather modification tools and patents, everything about 9-1-1, and declassify also everything related to alternative energies that's not available for the people. And we've gotten to the point where the rule of law has gone to the highest bidder. And it's really a shame because the little people feel they have no representation. There's no justice for the little people, especially depending on what group you're in. You look at people who try and do good things for humanity, like Julian Assange, Tommy Robinson, Schaefer Cox, all in jail. You look at all the witnesses being paid off or intimidated or even whacked, like Jeffrey Epstein. There's nobody in this country dumb enough to believe that he committed suicide.
Well, I don't know about that. Rich Sheban. I don't know about that. I met a few on Friday.
My point is we need more whistleblowers, and where I'm going with this, Vince, is that I feel that, and you agree with this, that if we get to the election, whatever happens, if Donald Trump wins and does these things for the people, for the rule of law, for the Bill of Rights and Constitution, maybe we can head to a better place. If not, we are going to go to a very bad place for the people. It's probably going to be central bank control, no cash. Mm-hmm. Basically, the central banks will own everything with the corporate oligarchies. It'll be a centralized crypto. Anything centralized and not decentralized will be a disaster for the people. So I think that, and pardon me for being a little wordy here, but I think that the 2020 election, I don't think we're going to be able to do much good for the people regarding waking people up. I think the people who have woken up, who have decided to read and research, have done so. think that's the crossroads that we are at right now. I think if the little people doesn't control the narrative and take the time to read and research and think for themselves, then America is absolutely done for. Vince?
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted to share something with you. There's no question that, the United States is getting deeper and deeper into the morass. The standards are becoming lowered, like by the second, or maybe by the nanosecond. Every time I look around, I see more decay. You mentioned nobody in America. You know, well, I got to tell you about Epstein being murdered. I won't talk about this until Friday, but I got a chance to meet some of the dumbest people on the planet on Friday. And so I think they probably believe that Epstein committed suicide, but they don't read, they don't pay attention. They're just ignorant of the facts. And we'll talk about that on Friday. By the way, I'll talk about, I'm going to do a special report on the election at Laclede Electric Cooperative. Some of you may be wondering how I fared. I will do a special report on that on Friday, and I'll let you know, blow by blow, what happened. And I can guarantee you, you will be surprised at some of the things I'm going to say. You'll be absolutely surprised. Now, Rich, I don't think you would be surprised, because whenever I say to Rich Sheeban off the air, Rich, you won't believe this. He goes, yeah, actually, I do believe it. So, and Rich, you'll be surprised. No, I'm not surprised. So other than Rich Sheeban and a few of our members of our class, actually probably maybe most of the members of our class will fully understand what I'm saying. So that's Friday. Also Friday, we're introducing a new instructor, Margaret. She's going to be calling in from Spain, and she's going to teach us how to preserve foods for the long term. I think that'll be a great broadcast. So she's making her debut here at USA Prepares as an instructor on Friday, hour number one. Hour number two is the Laclede Electric Cooperative annual board of directors meeting / carnival / circus / election. Rich, since you mentioned it, well, this really applies to a lot of people. It applies to people who have gasoline-powered devices like generators, small gasoline generators, 11 horsepower or smaller typically, lawn mowers, weed eaters, high-pressure washers, rototillers. New phenomenon. I was kind of stunned by this. I saw it firsthand. So one of those pieces of equipment ended up here, not ours. It ended up here, and it just wouldn't run properly. It would start maybe and install. Start. Well, spiders. Spiders were in the fuel tank. And the spider webs and the spider dead bodies accumulated around the pickup point in the fuel tank for the gasoline to go into the carburetor. No fuel filter on this particular device. Now, the question is, how can that happen? Spiders are not going to crawl through that little vent hole in the gas cap. So there's only two ways I can think of this happening. And that's what I wanted to share with you, so you don't do this. One way is leave the gas cap off, for the summer or for the winter. That's hardly ever done, right? So I don't think that's the answer in this particular case. But I think what is the answer is so many of these fuel tanks have gas caps, little yellow caps on the end of the spout. And I think they get lost. None of ours is lost, but I think other people lose them or misplace them or don't put them back on. And then the spiders are looking for a nice, safe place to live in a dark hole, and they climb down there. And then when you pour the gasoline into the tank, the spiders come out, go into the tank. And then if you do that enough times, you have a whole bunch of spider parts and spider webs in your gas tank of your equipment. It clogs it up, and then ultimately those little pieces get in the carburetor. Then you have to take the carburetor apart. So that's what I think is happening. And then these new deluxe government-approved safety gas cans without the gas caps. They have these little tubes that allow air to go in the same tube as the gasoline is dispensed from. Those that don't have gas caps on the end of the spout, That's a perfect way of getting spiders and debris and dirt into your fuel in your gasoline-powered equipment. Perfect way to do it. So I just wanted to share that with you. Make sure that when you pour fuel into your lawn equipment, that you can see what you're doing, first of all. You know, do it outside where there's some light, and make sure that you cover up with the cap that came with your gas tank the spout. Okay? Because dirt will clog up the carburetor. Absolutely. And then what do? Do you know how to put a carburetor on? If you do, great, because you'll be taking it off, cleaning it, and putting it back on. If not, you're going to be paying somebody to do it. And you're looking at $100 minimum to do that. So that's my thought on today's automotive gasoline reciprocating piston type engine class. Rich, any comments about that? Can you imagine that happening?
I can imagine a lot of things happening, Vince. I take care of my equipment, my generator, my lawnmower. I empty out if there's any gas left in my lawnmower going into late fall when I don't have to mow around my raised beds in the garden because we have goats, so I don't have to mow any so-called lawn. It's all grass. It's feed for the animals. But I make sure I always empty out, if there's gas, I empty that out. I empty out the oil, and I put new oil in every spring when I'm ready to reuse it. My generator, and I use the top octane gas out there with no ethanol, I use the best stuff for my equipment, my wood splitter, my generator, my lawnmower, my UTV, my chainsaws. I use the best quality gas for my tools. And I've never had any problems with any of my engines at all on all of the above that I've talked about. I've had issues where other peripheral equipment might have gotten deteriorated from use, but I've never had an issue, knock on wood, with my engine because I just do a few common sense little things.
Well, you just hit the nail on the head, Rich Sheehan, because you said that you don't use gasoline with ethanol. You use the top-of-the-line stuff. And gasoline used to be like that. All gasoline used to be like that. And what has happened is the government has gotten together with farmers, and they said, you know what, we don't need this corn for fuel. I'm sorry, for food. We'll use it for fuel, which is one of the dumbest things you could possibly do, because it takes more than a gallon of energy to make a gallon of ethanol. So it's a net loss. But the government decided that's what we needed to do. And what happens is water is soluble in alcohol. And alcohol is soluble in gasoline. So what happens is the water in the gas tank, and there's water in the gas tank because let's say you have a half a tank of gas, whether it's your car or your lawnmower or your weed whacker, whatever it is, let's say you have just a half a tank. The rest of that tank is filled with air, and in that air is moisture. There's always moisture in the air. Even in a desert, there's moisture in the air. There's some amount. So what happens is when that gas tank skin gets cool, the air with the moisture in it, the moisture condenses on the inside of the gas tank, drops to the bottom of the tank, gets absorbed by the alcohol, which is absorbed by the gasoline, and then it settles in your carburetor and corrodes your carburetor. That's why you don't have problems, because you don't use that kind of gasoline. Good move on your part.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert Cheevens with us, offgridmontana.com. Class, I've got a new policy. I hate doing this kind of stuff, but I've decided that I'm going to have this new policy. It's effective immediately. You know, as you know, I will not allow profanity on USA Prepares. I don't allow profanity in my house. People who come to my house don't swear. We lead by example. However, there are people who send me emails, and they have all kinds of profanity in them. And there's this talk show host sent me an email. One of the first few words was the F word. And it annoyed me. It annoyed me because in my house, I don't have an email account that is just like secret. I may ask Mrs. Finelli, can you just check my emails, please, and let me know if there's anything I need to do because I'm all covered with grease, or I'm under the tractor, or there may be something that's important that I need to know about, but I can't do it right now. Can you do that for me? Or our children may do that. Or when somebody calls, I may put them on a speakerphone. I have in the studio a corded telephone with a button that says speakerphone. So I may be in the studio. So when people call and they start using profanity, it travels throughout the whole house. I don't like it. So here is a heads up. If someone has my phone number and uses profanity, the next thing they'll hear is silence. I'm not taking it. Now, they have a right to free speech, but I don't have to listen to it. And I won't. And I've got to tell you, when people use profanity, it lessens their credibility of whatever it is they're saying. If they're trying to make an argument or a case, it is devalued by, I don't know, 80, 90%. I would never go to a place that cuts hair where the person with the scissors says, F this, F that, you know, would you? Or how about the waitress? You want one of our blank hamburgers? Or how would you like a blank iced tea with that? Or would you rather have blank coffee? Okay, it's unacceptable. It's lowering, as Rich Sheeven says, in my world, it's lowering the bars and standards, and I will not tolerate it. So I got an email from this guy. I already sent him two other emails, and the emails, and this is from a talk show host, and it had the F word right up early in this email several days ago, and I said, take me off your list. The guy can't read. Take me off your list. So he sent it to a whole bunch of people. So I replied to all of them. Take me off your list. Did it twice. So now I say in the subject line, I put his first name. Do you know how to read? Stop sending me emails. I don't know how to deal with these people other than to totally block them. And I can do that. I can block their phone numbers and I can block their emails. But I shouldn't have to do it. And they should have enough etiquette, enough common sense to not send that stuff. Rich, you have any comments on that?
Well, Vince, we talked about this privately the other day. And, you know, maybe because I was born and raised in New York City, maybe I have a little thicker skin than you do. You definitely have higher standards. And when I talk about higher standards and expectations, it's usually in the context of getting and keeping a job. Basically, in the context of how the power elite have manufactured perception and pity and hold on to the narrative using group identity politics to degrade, disrespect, and insult the work ethic, ability, and the intelligence of so many people who cannot... who are being labeled as victim group status as per the elite. Now, I personally feel that everybody has talents and interests and hobbies for things that they enjoy and could make their own way under that context. However, when I look at some of the things happening in America, you know, just like when you were talking about corn and ethanol, well, certain industries have subsidies, special interests, and certain lobbying powers that eliminate free markets and supply and demand. You know, but I just think, Vince, and I'm not trying to argue with you because
Hold that thought.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now says he'd be willing to meet with the Iranian president, Hassan Rouhani, if the circumstances are right. He said so at a news conference with French President Emmanuel Macron at the end of the G7 summit. The president saying that Iran has tremendous potential if it would simply end its nuclear ambitions. Tropical storm Dorian continues to threaten parts of the Caribbean, including Puerto Rico. Dave Warren of Miami's CBS TV affiliate says a lot could change in the next few days, though, and the southeast U.S. needs to stay alert.
Even if it does lose some of that intensity moving over Haiti and the Dominican Republic, it's then going over some very warm water as it approaches the southeast here.
Severe thunderstorms did a lot of damage in the Oklahoma City area last night, and this is USA Radio News.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention! If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications such as chronic pain, infection, wound reopening, mesh migration, bowel obstruction, need revision surgery, or other complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Hernia repair surgery is common and requires a mesh product to be implanted inside your body. In May of 2016, the manufacturer of a popular hernia mesh product issued a mandatory global recall due to product defects. If you've had hernia surgery and have experienced complications, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now at 800-245-7941. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve. You pay nothing unless we get a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call the Hernia Mesh Helpline now, 800-245-7941. Operators are standing by 24/7. Call 800-245-7941. That's 800-245-7941.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. Under today's hot. Today you've got your. Take my. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Achievement's with us, and so here's the email I just sent to this guy. I put his first name on it. Do you know how to read? Stop sending me emails. I do not accept profanity in emails or on the phone. If you were to call me, the next thing that you would hear after profanity is silence. I'm not interested in anything you have to say. That's the email that I have just sent to this other broadcaster. And I copied everybody that he copied on the email that he sent to me, including the network a radio network owner. But you said I have the right to, and then we went into a commercial break. I have the right to what?
Yeah, this is your home. You have the right to tell people how they should interact with you in your home or via some type of communication, whether it be email or phone. You absolutely have that right. I'm just saying that there's so many big fish to fry right now. Well, let me just give you an example of just a couple articles, so please bear with me. The Mexican government seized from China enough fentanyl to kill over 7 billion people, or 92% of the world, in one shipment. Now, there's so much despair out there, and so many people. I mean, here in Montana, I dreamed, when I grew up in New York City, I dreamed about coming to the Northern Rockies, living off the land, doing the mountain man thing, eating organic food without hormones, steroids, antibiotics, GMOs, and all. You know, I dreamed about this lifestyle. And when I see, now granted it's a per capita number, but when I see suicides, when I see meth use, drug use, and Montana being ranked in the highest states, sometimes number one, is very disturbing to me. You know, here's another article right here, study, and pardon my digression here, but I just think there's so many important things, Vince, like study 78% of college students with gender issues meet criteria for mental health problems. Just a couple of years ago, you know, all these issues that are being discussed on social platforms was mental illness. And now the powers that be, just for the sake of the vote and to collapse our country, is ignoring this stuff. Next article. NBC News, heterosexuality is just not working. Well, if the powers that be think that 7.5 billion people on the planet is too much, let's get the people together, have public forums, maybe say, okay, if men got vasectomies, women and women had their tubes tied, and we reduce population voluntarily, let's give to the people life changing money for doing so. But the people, we no longer want things like vaccines and dirty vaccines. I mean, clean vaccines are good if they're provable. We want to get rid of 5G. We want to get rid of geoengineering. We want to get rid of all these cancers and superbugs that they're putting out there. We want to get rid of hormone, steroids, and antibiotics, and dye in our meat. We want to, you know, have the ability to live as long as the wealthy people do. You know, nanotechnology. You know, I've made it very clear many times, 96% of Monsanto shareholders years ago voted to not disclose GMO ingredients. The people need to have this information. The people need to have the patents from the Rothschilds and the Monsantos on all this geoengineering. We need to know what's going on for our own health. So if we had the information and there was transparency, I think the people could get together. If President Trump, he said he wanted to give America back to the people. Well, President Trump, please, I've been talking about public forums and citizen review boards in every aspect of government and big corporate oligarchies, because it's going to get to the point that the central bank system is going to own everything and the big corporate oligarchies are going to own everything, and the people aren't going to have any choices. Here's another article. Red flag laws, Connecticut man's firearm seized because his son shared a meme on Facebook. I mean, we're getting to the point where we're not just getting stupid, but it's affecting the rule of law, which is our Bill of Rights and Constitution. Free speech and the Second Amendment to protect ourselves and our family is a right. Okay? I see the left, who are bought and paid for, who fund the left, are the wealthiest globalists in the world, and everybody knows that now, you know, creating stupid in order to seize the rights of the people. So, Vince, I'm not trying to make light of, you know, you being offended from for words. And I get that because I know you. I know you have extremely high standards, more than anybody I know. But when I see 80% of the U.S. people living paycheck to paycheck, and yet there's no recession because the few people at the very top can fudge the numbers, the calculations and the unit of measures, which we've talked about for hours on the show, when I see consumer debt is $1.5 trillion higher than it was in 2008, the last crash, never mind the corporate debt, which is 2 to 3 times higher than the household debt that supposedly crashed the economy, which we didn't fix when we printed money because we put all that money through QE and other forms in the pockets of the super wealthy. When I see the Fed wanting more inflation so they can pop the bond market, when I see everything is fake and where QE is given to the people and 98% of that money goes to the top 1% to 2%, when I see economy based on imperial con artist nightmare rhetoric, when I see rising debt much greater than rising wages, stagnation is a word I would use at the very best, when I see savings for the little guy being eliminated, when I see basically bail-ins and bail-outs for the big guy in the form of corporate welfare, like money printing, QE, for example, fractional reserve lending, stock buybacks. You know, just think about fractional reserve lending, 10-to-1 ratio by lending for banks. So just think if you as a person, who, as a listener right now, you have no money. Or let's say you have $10, but you lend out $100. How do you lend out $100? And 10-to-1 ratio is probably very gracious today. It's probably way more than that. But how do you lend out more money than you have? That's what's happening. So the banks, they resell property over time while taking that person's money in collateral, the little guy, and they flip properties and they pay off inspectors, which I've heard big time has happened. And then the banks get bailed out by the taxpayers, mostly the middle class. Everything is geared to bail out the too big to fail and too big to jail and take money away from the little people. One small example off the top of my head is the rigging of the gold and silver markets. It's been rigged for years. There's been banks caught. And what they do is they throw a middle manager to the wolves once in a while, and then they say, I'm sorry. They take a slap on the wrist, and they go back to doing it. Well, why is the silver ratio 88-to-1? It should be 16-to-1 to gold. The reason for that is because it's the poor man's gold. Everything that's related to the little guy is taking money from the little guy to give to the big guy for malinvestment. And it's so important to see, and I know I've gone off into a tangent, folks, but I just have to make a point here on how the big money is bailing out of America, out of corporations. They're bailing out, and they're not telling you about it. You know, and one great example, and I know I've mentioned this in some detail over the last couple of years, is stock buybacks. Now, what happens is the CEOs were only allowed to make a certain amount of money, so they're making even more money because of the stock buyback situation. So when they get extra money, whether it be through tax write-offs or they go out and buy, they sell more debt to the unsuspecting pension funds, instead of putting that money into expansion of business, into new products, into new services, into new people and employees, they take that and they buy, they do share buybacks. So the CEOs cash in on stock options. The dividends go to the wealthiest 10% of the country, and the executive cash is funneled more through new debt and acquisitions and mergers on top of that. So everything is fake and phony and designed to funnel money from the little people to the wealthiest in America and around the world. And this is why they want a socialist system. They want tyranny. They want authoritarianism. They call the right Nazis, but the right, the little people, all they're trying to do is hold on to what they have. All they want to do is live their life. All they want to do is control their own destiny. But, and I've mentioned this also, but this is why the left, which is bought and paid for by the elite globalists, they don't want citizen journalists. That's why they want to control the media. So the left is the Nazi. They want to control the police, just like in Portland, where they let Antifa create violence and do everything in the world. But who does that? The left. Dictatorships, totalitarianism, fascism. Who wants no process, no due process? It's the left. That's the Nazis. That's what they do. How come they want to control government schools and they're anti-homeschools? And they're even anti-parents are controlling the curriculum. That's the left. That's what Nazis did, not the right. Private property invasions by the police. Who does that? That's the Nazis, not the right. Who sells out the lawyers and judges who have sold out our court system and rule of law? Who did that during the Hitler and Stalin era? It was the Nazis. It was the left. It was people who were pro-tyranny, pro-dictatorships. They call it socialism and communism. Voter fraud. That's controlled basically by the big corporations. In other words, the big tech companies. This is all Nazi stuff. So this is why we need citizens to be whistleblowers. We need citizens to expect the government to work for us, not the other way around. And we're not, I don't know anybody, and I've been on a lot of radio shows over the years, don't know anybody who's anti-government. We're anti-too big, too corrupt, too overspending, too incorporated, elite-controlled, manipulated, anti-constitutional government, but I don't know one person who's anti-government. Vince?
Yeah. Yeah, I've got a couple comments when we come back. I don't have enough time right now, but I've got an exclamation point to put on what you just said. Rich Evans with OffGridMontana.com.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Message and data rates may apply.
Ladies and gentlemen, this may be the last time you ever have to worry about hair loss, because Bosley is the real deal. They're giving women and men their hair back permanently. They're real hair. All it takes to get started is a single text message. You'll get an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card when you text TITAN11 to 85850. Bosley will show you, for free, how great your hair could look. You'll also see, for free, why you're losing hair and how to get it back. Women and men all over the country trust Bosley because they're America's number one hair restoration expert. Ahead of the curve with the latest technology. And the best part? Bosley has permanent solutions to hair loss. You'll love what they'll do for your hair. So drop what you're doing long enough to send a text. Get your free information kit and gift card for $250 off by texting TITAN11 to 85850. Don't forget, that's TITAN11 to 85850.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rich Stevens with us, Off Grid Montana. Rich, you were talking about CEOs increasing their compensation by manipulation and stock buybacks. What they do is they use, instead of expanding the plant, instead of putting money into research and development, they take money that would be used for the benefit of the business, and they buy their own stock back, the corporation's stock, which raises the price generally of each share of stock. So the CEOs are given usually stock incentives. You know, we'll pay you more. The higher the share price goes, the more we pay you. And then so what they do is they raise the price of the shares. So even their shares are worth more, and they enrich themselves because of their individual greed. And the one of the biggest problems we have in the United States of America is as a result of the sum of all individual greed. And let me give you an example of what I'm talking about. The average tenure of a public school superintendent in a county school system is about 3 years. So it's incumbent upon that superintendent to try to keep that job for as long as he can. But it's hard to do because the average is 3 years. Then they get thrown out. Because another guy would be better than that last guy. And the problem is each guy makes more mistakes and more mistakes, and they bring in the new guy to fix the mistakes of the past 6 guys or 10 guys. And it's a huge problem, and the problems aren't fixable, so they only last about 3 years. So what does the superintendent do to keep his job? Because if he moves to a new school district, he's going to buy a new house, and that's a hassle, and you know, resettling his family is a hassle. So in order to keep his job longer, what does he do? Well, he builds a new school. So he convinces the school board to undertake a new school construction. They get the public behind it because, well, a new school would be great, but the public doesn't understand that it's costing a fortune to build a new school, but everybody wants new. So they decide to build a new school. Well, how long does that take? A couple years. So by the time they get the school construction process underway and approved and all that, that takes a couple years. Then it takes a couple years to build the school. Then it takes a couple years to smooth out the school so that superintendent can take that three-year job tenure and turn it into 7 years before everybody figures out what happened, how they've been fleeced, and how the taxes are now going to go up astronomically because they built a school they didn't need for the children so they can be better educated. That's the kind of stuff that we're talking about. So that's just one little example of the sum of all individual greed. And if you put all the superintendents together building all these new schools, it's an enormous amount of money. And is it necessary? Generally, it's not necessary. And I saw it. I saw it in, I was part of the construction of two schools. Yeah, I literally was. I was the design consultant for the computer networking system of the schools. Now, some people would have put wireless in and said, hey, you know, that's all we have to do is put some wireless in. You don't need to run any wires. But then you have all these electromagnetic transmissions. So I would not do that. Okay, I built networks that used wires to keep the health of the students and of the employees and the teachers and the faculty and staff and everybody as best as I could by not using wireless communications. But just about every public school, if not every public school now, has wireless because it's easy. It's easy. So that's my little story, exclamation point, on individual greed and exactly what you're talking about. How the people at the top, now, would you say a superintendent is at the top? Yeah, a superintendent of a county school system is at the top. There's nobody higher than that guy. Except the state superintendent.
Let me jump in before the break in a couple seconds here. You know, as far as educators go, whether it be superintendents or teachers, it doesn't matter. We need 15 years of private sector experience to teach, to be in the school system. We don't have that. We're teaching theory in lieu of practical experience. And going back to the CEO comment on what's happening, when you produce less money, when you put less money into products and services and R&D into expansion into new employees, what you're doing is you're also producing less new products, which means more money chasing less goods, which means it just shows the underhanded system that they're manufacturing inflation, not through supply and demand in free markets, but through an artificial means. And see, this is what inflation absolutely, absolutely destroys the little people. And, you know, if they would admit to this deflationary, stagflationary environment that we're in that I've been calling for a couple of years, I think we would have a chance to possibly do something about it. But they're trying to artificially change the game through rigging the numbers, and the little people is getting destroyed. The bottom 93%, especially the bottom 80%, I don't see them making up any ground. I just don't see it. Vince?
Inflation is an insidious and hidden tax on the bottom 93%. The amount that you pay keeps going higher and higher and higher because the units of measure, the dollar, is becoming worth less and less. So it takes more dollars to buy the same goods. That's inflation.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.